This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome. Carbondale is hammering out their 2019 budget. On Tuesday, the Board of Trustees discussed where the town stands, financially speaking, and where it's headed. Our reporter, Wyatt Orme, was there and joins me now in the studio. Hi, Wyatt.
Zoe, nice to see you.
So what is the town's financial situation in a nutshell?
I'll quote Jay Harrington, who's Carbondale's town manager. He said, "We're tight, but we're in pretty good shape. Carbondale most likely will finish 2018 with more money than they were expecting to have." There are a few reasons for this. The town got more in fees and grants than they were expecting, more building permit fees, for example. But the town's bread and butter is really sales tax. That's their primary funding source. And in spite of a low snowpack, a drought, the Lake Christine fire, sales tax in Carbondale actually has increased.
Really? Why is that?
It's not totally clear. It might even be because of the fire and the drought. Jay Harrington, the town manager, said that in July, which is when the Lake Christine fire was upon us, hotels in Carbondale were totally packed. The extreme weather might mean that more and more people were spending time in Carbondale instead of being out and about. Another thing that's part of the picture is that more online retailers are remitting sales tax back to towns and cities. So web giants like Amazon and Overstock.com, they collect sales tax for Carbondale when people in Carbondale purchase things on their websites. And then these big companies will cut Carbondale a check every single month. So that's also part of the picture.
Any idea what 2019 will bring?
The expectation is that revenues will be flat. Severance tax is expected to be down 20% in 2019. That's money from oil and gas development. The town does plan to see small increases from sales and property taxes.
Give us a sense of this timeline. What happens next?
The public can now weigh in on the budget, and at various meetings this fall, the Board of Trustees will meet with the individual departments and go over their specific budgets like Parks and Rec, the police department. Then there will be a public hearing on December 11th, and the board will hear from the public and then adopt the budget then.
All right. Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome.